Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Terry and James here with you at 8:04 on the clock. We're being joined right now by our good friend Paul Trombley from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, good morning to you.
How's it going today?
Pretty well. How about for you out there?
Doing good. You got any fun things lined up this weekend?
Just getting out and enjoying a mild weekend here. You don't know how many you have left.
Exactly. You know? You're so right, Paul. Yes. Exactly. Same here, man. What has Mother Nature got in store for us?
Yeah, you know, we got that's warmer temps here entered into the month of October with, so that to look forward to this weekend. And yeah, high pressure effects over us, keeping things pretty sunny and dry ongoing with those types of days here into the first part of next week. Still high today, about 66, the sunshine. South winds 5 to 10, 40 tonight, and then some more sun Saturday, 68 with a light northeast wind, 45 Saturday night, mid-60s, mix of clouds and sun Sunday after a low of 39 Sunday night, 66, partly sunny Monday, upper 60s on Tuesday with breaks of sun, a few shower chances entering the picture Tuesday, Wednesday a few showers could develop as a cold front approaches at that point, mid-60s Wednesday. That front blows through Wednesday night, and temperatures head back to about 51 for highs on Thursday. So it looks like some more hard freezes here by the end of next week. But some warm weather at least to enjoy through Wednesday coming up here.
We'll take it.
Yeah, that is nice. Yeah. A few days.
Thanks a lot for that, Paul. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you Monday.
Sounds good.
Have a good weekend. You too. Again, a big shout out to our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. Love getting the chance to talk to them.
Yeah, it's kind of nice. It'd be nice to have a few mild days here,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. It doesn't seem like we're going to get too many, so as Paul was saying, take them where we can. And he hit it on the head there with the whole relaxing weekend. Like, if you have a chance to have one of those between now and the end of October or anything, take them. Because we all know how busy it gets. Let's be honest, even at the end of October, it starts to get pretty busy. And it gets pretty busy for a lot of us even already. So you get a weekend like that, take it. We got some fun stuff to get into this hour. Of course, Misty's Mini Birthday and Anniversary Club. We're going to make you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's when we play a famous TV theme song, Kids Edition. So it'll be a kids show. Also want to talk about the fact that they are letting Melissa and I out in the public. We are going to take the morning show on the road. We got a road game coming up, Terry.
Whoa.
We're going to talk about that with our friends from Family Natural Foods in a little bit. Mentioned the kids theme song or TV theme song we're doing because I thought it'd be fun to help celebrate kids going back to school and everything and have some fun with that. Along that same kind of subject matter, how old were you when you started feeling self-conscious about your looks? I've never really thought about this.
Me either.
So I've actually had this topic, and I wanted to kind of do this one with you because we have children. Mine are in their 20s. You have some that are in their teens. And I thought that those are good age ranges, especially considering the subject matter, what we're going to get into here. Because when I thought about this, I think I've worried about this my whole life. I think my whole life I have felt like I stood out like a sore thumb. Whether it was, because no side of my family did I feel like I matched. When my dad's side, I felt like I was too Jewish. If on my mom's side, I'm too Italian. I move out here and I stand out even more like a sore thumb. There's nobody with hair like me. There's nobody that looks like me. And yeah, you know, I could not get in trouble at Humpke because they knew who the kid was that caused that problem. They like point him out, like, yeah, that kid, easily. And I'm not saying they were wrong. I'm not even saying they're wrong. I'm just, you know, it's one of these things that I don't think that we put a focus on teenagers and adults with this, and it might not be a bad idea to think about this stuff just universally, like from the beginning of you know, schooling or any of this stuff.
Well, and I think part of, you know, at what age though? I mean, you said you feel like you've always stuck out like that, but at what age did it? Were you aware of
it? It's one of my earliest memories.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
It's one of my earlier memories,
yeah.
being in those family situations.
Sure.
And not really just feeling that, and then it being impacted, when I went to school. And this is even when I was in Illinois. I just used the example of coming out here as just kind of a funny.
For sure.
Funny. But I felt that same way in South Chicago. I felt that wherever I was living. It's one of those things that can really impact a kid's self-esteem. And this does have a trickle-down effect because that kid is going to grow up and they are going to be running things one day. And we probably want them to have some pretty well-adjusted self-esteem because we see what happens when kids don't. And more importantly than that, they deserve it. Every human being deserves that. Every human being deserves to look in the mirror and feel good about themselves. I don't care what you look like, what age you are, or anything like that. You are handsome, beautiful, all the above. And there is somebody that thinks that. If you don't, there's somebody that does. So start thinking it yourself. Start believing it yourself. And it's hopefully you can start at a younger age and don't have to worry about it as much as an adult and have to do the work that I've had to do, the heavy lifting I've had to do in my life to even get the bit of self-confidence I have now to be able to do a job like this and everything or get on stage and perform. It shouldn't have to hopefully take that. Maybe this kind of subject will give us a little empathy, a little thinking back to these days, and hopefully we can give kids this. Researchers polled parents with kids between 8 and 18, another reason why I wanted to talk to you about this, and nearly two-thirds said their child is self-conscious about their looks. Here are the top things kids are feeling insecure right now about, or at least the ones parents know about.
That's
the part that I want people to remember. For everything they tell us, and I had a completely open dialogue with my mom and dad. If there's one advantage of growing up fast, it's that there was nothing I couldn't talk to them about. There was stuff I didn't want to. There was stuff I chose not to.
Well, and there was stuff they didn't probably want to hear from you.
Sure, yeah. Very good point. Very solid point. But again, just giving us a little perspective, it's not anybody's fault. This is what happens. Time moves forward. It only goes one direction. As we get older, we forget what it was like to be this age. It's not a bad thing to be, you know, have a kind of a reminder.
Be reminded for sure.
Acne, number one on the list. And look, I got something to tell you, kids. That never goes away. That's something that you worry about your whole life. Because I know plenty of adults that haven't had a pimple in like 30 years, and all of a sudden one pops up. It's like, what the what? What is going on here? If there should be a rule, okay, with the human body, that once you hit 18,
after a certain age, it's just gone.
Look, our bodies are constantly breaking down the older we get. At the very least, give us the good skin.
Let's have some clear skin.
At the very least. Their weight, 31% on that one. Yeah. That's one that I know growing up, friends and family, I heard many people a big concern about. And it was one that I worried about on a different level, but it's weight. It comes back to the same thing. Their hair, 27% worry about that. Yeah, especially when so much in school is about appearance.
Well, you know? Yeah, and especially through those adolescent, teenage transition years, for sure.
Another big one is their teeth, and I'm actually surprised that's not higher up on the list. One that I can remember quite a bit. Their height, 17% worry about that. And then number six, their facial features, 12% on that one. Maybe you think you got a big ear, or a big ears, or a big nose, or something like that. One of the things that we do as kids, and something we lose sight of, and I'm just doing a little homework on the subject, listening and reading people that actually know something of what they're talking about. I'm just repeating what they said. One of the bigger things that we focus on, even if you are a quote-unquote good-looking kid, you probably are not going to look exactly like your classmates. So what stands out, and anything that stands out, braces, a bigger nose, anything, it's just like that's all you see. It's like going back to the pimple. You could have just the one little pimple that only you notice in the world, but every time you look in the mirror, where do your eyes go? Right to that pimple.
Absolutely.
Right there.
Well, and how do we get to a point where kids or even adults realize that, you know, they're, and I don't mean this literally, but that like they're not special. Everybody has something.
Yeah.
You know what I
yeah.
mean? Like it's not just you, and special isn't the right word, but you know, I use that kind of sarcastically, because you have that pimple, you're not special. Yeah. I might have a big nose or the other person might have, you know, so how do we get their, especially kids, get their frame of mind as such that nobody's perfect, right? Like everybody has something. And that's what the beauty of what makes us different.
I think the more we bring that up, the more we talk about it in classrooms, the more we remind kids that we have that in common, That we have that, and you know, it not only creates an empathy with their fellow classmates and everything, but really sets them up for adulthood much better. Of hey, this is part of the game. This is part of life. We're all different. We're all unique. We're all weird.
Well,
there is literally nothing in the universe like you. You can look in the mirror right now. You can have a twin, and there is nothing in the universe like you. You're unique, and that's a superpower. That's awesome.
Absolutely.
That's wonderful.
And you might be really tall, and that might bother you. And I might be really short, and I might have never once thought about. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's just like, yeah. How do we get to that place where it's everything's good?
I don't know if there's ever going to be an exact science or you know, way to do this, but I do think that there are ways we can get it better. And
yeah,
I think
sure.
that's one of them. You know, talking about it more, bringing it up more, making sure that embracing our own weirdness as adults, because we're all weird. Every one of us, like some more than others. You know, some of us are a little tamer about it, and some of us are me. You know, but everybody's got some weirdness to them.
Absolutely.
And the more we're okay with that, the more we're accepting of that, the more little kids see that. They're sponges. They're learning from us, whether you want them to or not, whether you think they are or not. I'm sorry, Charles Barkley, but all of us are role models, whether you like it or not. You didn't sign up for it? I don't care. You're in the game. You're an adult. You're part of humanity. You play along. It's the rules. It's the way it works. And it's way we make a better society. It's the way we make a better world. And with all the talk of school violence or violence in general or all these things, one of the bigger dividing factors is differences. The more differences you take away, the less likely. I'm not saying you're going to kill violence, but you're going to bring the numbers down just by the sheer math of
it. Yeah, absolutely. But you know, then there's the whole thing, like if you are really hung up on something on your pimple,
mm-hmm.
you know. Seek out your mom.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Moms are really good about making things better and always overlook those things, right?
It's very true, yeah. Feeling a little insecure is normal, by the way, as long as it doesn't interfere with your social life or school. But you can help by teaching them about body diversity, and the TV shows and ads tend to set unrealistic standards.
Yeah, and TikTok and everything else that kids are infatuated with.
Your kids, I'm curious about this, and I'm more asking this as a broad question to everybody, to the audience, to anybody listening, all the above. Do you think that we've gotten better in the last 5-6 years with the whole, you know, putting people up there that like 10-20 years ago you wouldn't see them in modeling ads and that? You know,
I definitely think that's changed a lot. We're featuring all body types, and we're featuring all, just diversity in general, right?
Yeah,
it's not even that. I mean, it could be whatever. It could be race. It could be ethnicity. It could be body type, size, you know, any of that.
You can't watch a commercial anymore without seeing a multicultural company.
So I think it's definitely gotten better. And even in things that still come in print. You know, so we might get like a little booklet and then coupons for a store or something that we shop at. And I think that's definitely visible.
I give I guess I'm making a theme of this today because I never do that with McDonald's, what I did earlier. And I never do this with like magazines, but like Vogue and I think Claire, like some of the bigger ones that are still around. When they started doing that, when like Sports Illustrated and all the magazines that are still left, basically, when they started having these Lizzo on the cover.
Like a full figure model, right?
Yeah. It gave everybody else the kind of the green light.
Mm-hmm.
And so shout out to those companies that started really doing those things. And again, some of this comes with a little bit of PR. Like, hey, you know, that's a whole part of the audience we weren't hitting before. We should probably do that.
Well, and honestly, probably nearing majority mm-hmm. of the audience,
mm-hmm.
you know.
It's a good thing. It's certainly there's work to be done. Doesn't mean that we could take our foot off the gas, but we don't do ourselves any good if we don't look at the progress we've made. You can do two things at once. You can appreciate the progress that has been made and at the same time realize there is still work to be done. Like we got work to do. We got Misty's mini birthday and anniversary club coming up. I know you're going to have to pick a winner, Terry. It's all coming up. I don't know what kind of workout or training you have to do for that, but go ahead and do it during the commercial break. We'll come back and we'll get into Misty's menu birthday anniversary club here on Mornings on WFHR.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear AOL buddy. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you, Zoe. Zoe Deschanel, everybody, friend of the show. Thank you so much, Zoe. It's time to celebrate you with Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. If you are hungry, treat yourself. Get on over there. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week, and 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the gang for us. Let them know that we appreciate our good friends over at Misty's Menu. Wish them a great, big, happy day. Let's go ahead and wish also a very happy anniversary to our friends at Altman Construction one more time. This will be the last time we get to do this. So if you see anybody from Altman today, wish them a happy anniversary. Altman Construction has been celebrating 40 years of construction excellence this September. They're proud to be serving the Wisconsin Rapids and surrounding communities. They are posting throwback photos on their Facebook and page for their anniversary.
Cool.
So a great way to help them celebrate. Go ahead, jump on their Facebook page, like some of the stuff on there. Let them know that we appreciate them. And hey, if you want to see some of their great work, just stop by the studio here. Come on by, stop by, say hello, and drop off some items for Over the Back Fence or pick up something you won, maybe. And
don't drop off the items, just a list of them.
Yes, yes. Very good call by you, Terry.
You will be on Pam's list.
Really.
You, the listener, you, James.
So we appreciate our friends over at Altman, of course, and wishing them a good anniversary. So now we got to get into you. We got to get into your anniversaries and such. So, Terry, I need a one or a two.
Two.
All right. Thank you for that. And that gives us our qualifier there. And the rest of the days, we just have one. So it does let me remind everybody that, for one, we'll draw for September entries on Monday.
Yeah. On my way here, I was thinking that was today.
We'll do this around 8-ish, around this time, 8:20-ish, as we do every Monday through Friday. Please be sure to get your birthday and anniversary names in early. Several days or a week ahead is great. The list is prepared the afternoon before. You can call Pam with the names, too, at 715-424-1300. Appreciate that. That's nice of her to do that. She's very busy up there. You can also email me. I actually prefer you do that. James@WFHR.com or info@WFHR.com. Like our Facebook page. You can direct message us your birthdays and anniversaries that way. Do this. You may win some free Misties. We want to wish a very happy birthday first up to my Aunt Barb.
Happy birthday, my Aunt Barb.
I mentioned, it's funny, actually. Earlier, I mentioned Santa Barbara. My Aunt Barb was named Barbara after Santa Barbara.
Oh, cool.
Where she was born and stuff. She is just one of the most likable, lovable human beings I've ever known.
And where does she live now?
She's in Illinois with my Uncle Ed. Nice. My Uncle Ed is my dad's brother. And Barb is, she's a part of the family. She's a Maloff. You know, it's just one of those things where she's been around so long. She's been such a part of my life and one of the more fun, wonderful people I'll ever know. I also want to wish you a very happy birthday to my brother, and he's my brother, not my brother-in-law, Mac Zowski, my sister's husband.
Happy birthday.
A lot of Mac is from this area, is from the Nacoosa area and everything. And if you know the Zowskis, if you know Mac, you know that he is just always, he's always a good mood when Mac walks in. He's just one of those people you like to be around.
Cool.
You enjoy having a conversation with. Really good guy. And appreciate Mac and what he does as dad, as a husband, all those things. Good worker. Have a great day, Mac. And then we get to local ones here, where we want to wish a very happy birthday to Jenny Stowell.
Happy birthday, Jenny.
Jenny, enjoy your day. That's a great name. I like that name. Jenny Stowell. That's a pretty name. Have a good one, Jenny. Hope it's a great day for you. And our qualifiers celebrating over 50 years. I like that. Over 50 years.
That's right. We don't know the number?
No. It just says over 50 years.
Usually people are willing to give their anniversary number. A lot of times it's not the birthday number, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So gold is for the 50th anniversary. Emerald is for 55. So I'm not sure which one they're at, but maybe a combination of the two. Bob and Donna Pinko.
Happy anniversary.
Bob and Donna, we wish you a very happy 50-plus anniversary. Enjoy, you guys. That's beautiful.
That's awesome.
That really got me. That's a beautiful one. And we get to keep feeling that feeling because on Saturday, we want to wish a very happy 12th anniversary to Tony and Kim Simonis.
Happy anniversary.
Tony and Kim, enjoy your anniversary. Number 12 is silk and linen, and the modern gift is pearls. Huh. Interesting. So
go for the pearls.
Yeah, go for the pearls. There you go. Yeah. And enjoy your 12th anniversary, you two, and you're our qualifiers for Saturday. Moving on to Sunday, then we get to celebrate a 35th anniversary.
Wow. This is a big wedding weekend.
Yeah, yeah. I did not realize that, but it's funny. I was looking at the calendar. And my parents have their wedding anniversary this month. My brother and sister both have their separate wedding anniversaries this month. And I got another set of friends that have a wedding anniversary this month. Yeah. I never really thought about it before, but September seems to be
I mean, my goal, actually, I would have picked October because I wanted definitely a fall-looking wedding. Yeah. But everything was booked for October, so we shifted to September. But we're the same. Mm. My parents, me, my sister, you know, we all have ours in September. My brother's in October, so yeah.
If Vegas is listening, the odds of me getting married are not very good. You want to take the under on that? If I ever were to, I think I would probably do it in September. I like the idea of that, of all
but
the
not
anniversaries.
In Vegas.
No, not. Well, they got rid of the whole, like, what is it, the 24-hour thing where you can just drive up, get married, and keep moving? Like. So Roger and Karen Schiller celebrating their 35th anniversary, and 35 is coral, and the modern gift is jade.
Nice.
That's a good
happy
one.
Anniversary. Wow, happy anniversary, all of those couples.
Everybody out there, wishing you a great one. And you're all our qualifiers because those are individual ones that were celebrated on those days. So for Sunday, Saturday, Tony and Kim and Roger and Karen, you're our separate qualifiers on those days. Congratulations. We want to wish some celebrity ones here we've got to get to. T-Pain is 38. The founder of Auto-Tune. I don't know if he really is or not, but yeah, that one certainly. Karen Culkin is 40. He is Macaulay's younger brother.
I was just going to say, has to be relation because you don't hear that name otherwise.
He's Roman Roy on Succession, and he was also in Fargo for a little bit. He's had a couple of great roles. He's a good actor. Macaulay's a good actor, too, and he's really grown into a fine actor as an older adult. That's the kid with the talent to me. That's the one.
The brother.
Yeah. Okay. Kieran. He was in his first acting role was actually in Jodie Foster's Igby Goes Down. It was a movie that Jodie Foster, the first movie she directed. So that's why I watched it, because I'm such a diehard Jodie Foster fan. And I didn't know anything about him or anything. And he blew me away. There's some big name actors in that movie, and he hangs with every one of them. And it's not surprising to me that one of the most popular shows on TV, Succession, he is an integral part of.
Huh, interesting.
He's a darn good actor.
For me, Macaulay Culkin is just Home Alone. I can't get past that.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how good he might be at something else. Does the brother look like him?
A little bit.
like enough to cause confusion?
No, but enough to where you're like, is that a Culkin?
Like
is
he's
that,
familiar?
Yeah. Let us see here. Jenna Elfman is 51. Dharma from Dharma and Greg.
Okay.
She was huge for a while there. Mm-hmm. Like, she just kind of faded away, but she was pretty big for a while there. And that show, even people that didn't watch a lot of sitcom TV, like, seemed to watch that show. It had its moment. It wasn't very long, but it had its moment. Tony Hale is 52. He was Gary on Veep. He was Buster on Arrested Development. He is such a great voice actor. Tony Hale is a chameleon. I don't know how he does it, but he just transforms to these roles so well. He's one of my... one of those actors that I just look forward to every time I see him. Like, oh, Tony Hale's in this. That's awesome. You know, I like him. Trey Stangio is 58. Fish lead singer, songwriter.
Yeah.
Let's see. Monica Bellucci is 58. Italian beauty, who was one of the Bond girls in Spectre. She was in the Matrix movies. And she also posed pregnant on Vanity Fair a while back. And that was a big deal and stuff. Wonderful actress. Let me see here. Eric Stoltz is 61. Rocky Dennis, the boy with the face deformity and mask.
Oh, yeah.
He was in the Fly 2, Battlestar Galactica. Eric Stoltz is a good character actor. He's been around for a lot of stuff. He was also famously known for being the original casting choice in Back to the Future. And they filmed like about 10, 15 scenes with him, and it just wasn't working. So they wanted to wait for Michael J. Fox, but he was filming Family Ties. So they choose Eric Stoltz. It's not working. Spielberg does something that still to this day is almost unheard of. We're going to scrap what we've already done, and we're going to start over. And that sets them back months and thousands of dollars. So a young Steven Spielberg being able to convince a studio that comes all the way back to Michael J. Fox. Like, and to just speak to how talented that kid was at that time and how they were willing to do that for somebody like
him. I've never heard that story, but that's pretty pretty remarkable. And what a show of confidence.
Yeah. Well, and boy, if that movie doesn't hit, we're not talking about Steven Spielberg. Yeah, Michael J. Fox
but guess
may have
what?
Survived it, but
it did.
It did. It did. It did. Marty Stewart is 64, legendary country singer, songwriter. Even I know who Marty Stewart is. I think of his hair right away. For some reason, I think of his hair right away. Yeah. He's got a very unique voice. He's got a couple of songs that I remember, but I don't know. There's something about, for some reason, his hair stood out to me. I don't know, something about
fair enough. Because
it was
in
the 80s, I think. That's why, because that's where I knew him from. I cannot do a good impression of her. I wish I could. Fran Drescher is 65. The Nanny, Living with Fran. She was in a TV show for a little while, Happily Divorced. Yeah, I mean, one of the more...
I think you got to do some kind of a little bit of a nose pinch.
Or, you know, what is that voice?
Pinch your nose a little bit.
If you want to talk like Fran.
No, that doesn't do it, no. Yeah, she actually, it's kind of remarkable that she got where she did.
And that she was so... You know, she was kind of just a beloved character for a long time. Like, I agree. Because it borders on annoying.
Yeah, right? Yeah, yeah. You need a casting director that sees that as, okay, is it annoying? Or can I make some, can I find some comedy in this?
And
can
is there enough endearing about her to let her charm people?
Mm, to that point, her charm definitely helped. Yeah. Barry Williams is 68. Greg on the Brady Bunch. Greg and the Brady Bunch is 68.
There must be something about that because I noticed last night on Facebook, like a little meme popped up and it said, you know, where is the, but anyway, it was all six of the Brady Bunch kids now as adults, like in one picture. So yeah, I don't know if there's something going on or whatever, but I was just looking at them all and I'm like, whoa.
Maybe because of Barry's birthday.
Yeah, maybe.
And the legend Johnny Mathis is 87.
Wow.
That's so cool.
Cool.
1950s legend who sang Chances Are. He was immortalized in the Family Ties theme song Without Us with Denise Williams. So I'm speaking of the Family Ties.
See?
Another tie in there. Also had a number one hit with in the 70s of Too Much, Too Little, Too Late. I know one of those voices, I think my papa really liked him. I'm a big fan of his voice. Let's take a glance at some October 1st birthdays real quick, because I think there was a couple of unique ones there. Brie Larson is 33, Captain Marvel, Oscar winner for the movie The Room, one of my favorite actors in the world. Love Brie Larson. Huge fan of hers. She is good. Let's see here. Zach Galifianakis is 53. Hilarious stand-up comedian, writer. Also known as an actor. He was the guy in the Hangover movies with the beard and stuff and everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
How come that's where I know him from? I only saw one of those, but
Rod Carew, 77 tomorrow, Major League Hall of Famer, one of the better batters of all time. The legend, one of the GOATs, Julie Andrews is 87 tomorrow. Man.
Oh, I love Mary Poppins.
Oh, just incredible career. Just what a career of hers. Former president Jimmy Carter will be 98 tomorrow. That's kind of cool to be able to say, you know, with any of these former presidents. Melissa and I Martha and I and some of others were talking about this in random conversations in the last couple of months. One of my favorite things to see is former presidents hanging out. Like, I just love it. You see it a lot right in the last couple, and you probably see it with the whole thing going on in Florida. You probably see it again, whether it's Jimmy, Mr. Carter, when Bush Sr. was still with us, Bush Jr., Barack, and Bill Clinton, and all these, you know, it didn't matter if you had an R or a D in front of your name, you were a former president. There's only a handful of people in the world that can relate to what that's like. Mm-hmm. And seeing them together, and they're always laughing. They're always, because they don't have to do the job anymore. Barack Obama looks younger now than he did when he was in office. Like, I mean, it tells you what the job is. It hopefully gives us as Americans a little respect and a little perspective of what that gig is. Even if you didn't vote for the person, they're representing us. That job, man. I mean, I'm not sure if that's a job that you gotta be doing it for the right reasons. You really do. It, like politics in general. If you're not in it for the right reasons, it's going to show. There's no, because none of these guys, outside of maybe a Ronald Reagan, who I believed it was doing it for the right reasons, are former actors or are actors. So we see right through it. Whether you realize it or not, you see right through it with these guys.
It is cool when there's longevity like that.
It's so neat to be able to see. And the shelf life for a former president is not that great. So the fact that he's celebrating 98, again, whether you like him or not, that's pretty cool. That is great to see. Some people no longer with us. The wonderful Richard Harris, born in this day in 1930, passed tomorrow and passed away in 2002. He was Dumbledore in the first two Harry Potter movies. And one of my favorite actors of all time, this is kind of interesting because we've been talking about him a lot since The Odd Couple and everything, Walter Matthau would have been celebrating his birthday tomorrow. Born in 1920, passed away in 2020. Younger generations know him from Grumpy Old Men.
Yeah.
But Bad News Bears, The Odd Couple, literally everything that man did, I watched, I saw, and loved.
He is awesome.
You can't really, like, it's hard to describe to young actors. I want you to give me a Matthau. Give me a Matthau grumpy. And like, I don't know what you mean or whatever.
No,
and you got to show him or something like that because it was so natural. And it's even funnier because when you hear like Jack Lemmon talk about working with him and all this, couldn't be nicer. Couldn't be sweeter. You know, went out of his way to help out co-stars and young actors. The whole Bad News Bears cast like looked at him as like a grandpa. Like he really helped all those young kids like every day on set and everything. Took extra hours with them and stuff. And then the camera would roll and it was
awesome.
It was so perfect. So good at it. I don't believe that anybody will ever do grumpy as good as Walter Matthau.
I agree.
Just his face.
Well, just the furrowed brow
I miss him every day, man. He's a great actor. We're going to call it on that. But again, everybody celebrating a birthday or anniversary out there, we wish you a great one. Celebrate with our good friends over at Misty's Menu. They're open right now, 6 to 2. Treat yourself. Get on over to 9041 State Highway 13 South of Wisconsin Rapids and celebrate with them. We'll be back with more on Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. Yeah, I like this. Uh-huh. A little funky around here on Friday. Funky Friday. You got to be careful with that. Be careful with that one. The way I say words, I mess up last names.
I think you surprised yourself that you actually said funky.
8:43 on the clock. Terry and James here with you. The band is back together. We're having some fun. And especially the topic that we're about to kind of dive into here. So how many people, like, Terry, you kind of touched on this earlier. Not a huge fan of pumpkin spice.
Yeah, I mean, I did just finish a pumpkin spice coffee, full disclosure, but it's not like I don't have to have pumpkin spice everything.
Yeah, yeah. And I will say, like, I will probably have one cup of coffee, a pumpkin spice cup, like once in this month or next month or whatever. And then I'm done. I'm good. Like, it's all it is for me. So I don't hate it. I don't feel I feel like that word I use sparingly. I only use it when I really feel like I generally hate something. But, tomorrow is National Pumpkin Spice Day, so you should celebrate by ordering pumpkin spice something, just like you've been doing every day for the past month now. researchers from Montclair State University combed through nearly 20,000 Twitter and Instagram posts. I got to take a pause on this. I couldn't imagine that. You could not. You would really have to be paying me quite a bit to be doing that job. Ain't no way I would do that.
Maybe they got paid with pumpkin spice.
I don't mean this in a mean way, because I'm not on social media that much, and I seem to be on it less and less the older I get. But when I am, I want to see the people that I'm following and all that. But honestly, it's hard to catch my attention with even that, let alone a bunch of strangers. There's no way I'd be able to get into the, I'd be able to follow focus even. So they combed through over 20,000 Twitter and Instagram posts to find out if we actually love pumpkin spice as much as it seems like we do. They found that 55% of posts mentioning pumpkin spice or the hashtag pumpkin spice were positive in nature. 37% were considered neutral, and 8% were very, very negative.
Well, you know, you always have those, though.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what the topic is.
Anything, yes. They also found that pumpkin spice fever surged from 2011 to 2017 when it peaked. For the next 4 years, the hype was a little subdued, but it's a big deal again this year, so pumpkin spice is apparently as popular as ever now. But just like anything, it comes and goes and flows.
If I could pick, I know you're a pumpkin pie guy, but like if I could pick anything pumpkin, I really like pumpkin bars with cream cheese frosting.
Those are really good.
You know what I mean? Like that I could handle, and not just once. Like I could eat those for the whole fall.
This was ages ago, it feels like, with my dating life. But I was seeing this girl, and it was right around this time of year, and the whole pumpkin, me loving pumpkin pie thing came up. So she just assumed that I love pumpkin spice.
Pumpkin everything.
Yeah, yeah. And so when she would grab like coffees for us, and I never asked her to do this, but she'd grab a coffee and it was always that. It was always every time. And I tried to tell her, I'm like, thank you, but you know, not really. It could just be a black cup of coffee, you know. And, nope, every time.
And thus the end. Pumpkin spice season left with the girl.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. Yeah, yeah. That wasn't the deal breaker, but it didn't help. Didn't help. Didn't really. And look, so I'm sure she could say plenty of things about me too. I don't know really where to fall on this one for myself because, like I said, I'm a little more in the gray area of it. But I don't know. I like the idea of it being a little more of a well, like what we were talking about with McDonald's. You know, McDonald's, they make a big deal out of the McRib and the McShake or whatever they call it. But are they the
Shamrock Shake?
Shamrock,
yeah.
Shake. But
so you'd like it if it was a more concentrated time period, yeah, just with some hype, right? Like, so if it was limited to maybe just the month of October.
Yeah, and either that or have it year-round, like one or the other. Like, pick a lane, I feel like.
See, so I typically am just a black coffee drinker.
Yeah.
Usually decaf, almost always decaf. Mm. But Quick Trip does have a pumpkin spice, low caffeine coffee. And it's not like it's not creamer or anything. It's still black coffee with a little bit of flavor. And it's and I really like it.
Yeah, that one I've got.
But if it was there all year round, I'd be like, meh. I kind of look forward to it.
What I like about that one is I feel like I taste more of the pumpkin than the spice. Everything I have, especially in like the big coffee places, I'm not talking about local ones, but like big, big conglomerates.
Yeah.
All I taste is the spice.
Yeah. Or now when it's like turning into acronyms, right? Like it's, yeah, the PSL.
Oh,
I'm
my
like,
God.
Really? Really? So, I mean, but it is okay. I mean, I don't know. I enjoy some of it, but I don't, I don't know, whether it's everywhere or not.
Yeah, yeah. We'll take a break real quick. We'll come back and take you right to the top of the hour with Mornings on WFHR. Thanks a lot, Jen. Welcome back to Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. 8:52 on the clock. Terry and James here with you. And at the start of the 9 o'clock hour, after CBS News is done doing their thing, we are going to talk with Mr. Mike Miller. He is the vice president of the board of directors of the Wisconsin State Firefighters Memorial. Mike is going to join us, and we'll talk about the great event that they have going on this weekend with the Wisconsin Rapids Final Alarm Ceremony in roll call at 3:33, and which is going to be taking place tomorrow, October 1st, and the silent procession through Wisconsin Rapids that will start at 7.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah, me too. It's going to be great to talk with Mike. Let me see here. Here it is. Okay, so with that, we usually use our beginning 9 o'clock hour for entertainment news. We'll see what we can get to a little bit later with that. But for right now, I just wanted to do some of our entertainment news right now. And this is a big one. Trevor Noah announced yesterday that he's leaving The Daily Show after 7 years. Didn't say what they'll when that'll be, and there's no word on if there is a replacement yet, but kind of just out of nowhere in some ways. He said, quote, "It's been one of my greatest challenges, one of my greatest joys. I've loved trying to figure out how to make people laugh, even when the stories are particularly tough or on worse days. I'm not disappearing. Don't worry. If I owe you money, I'll still pay you." he is very talented.
Well, he's a good guy.
He is really good at what he does, and that's saying something because I'm one of the biggest, if not the biggest, Jon Stewart fan there is in the world. I look up to him. He's one of my biggest influences, and I loved The Daily Show. I think it's both kind of cool and kind of sad in some ways, is some of the greatest reporting that's been done in the last 10 years is by comedians.
I was just going to say, on a comedy show, yeah.
But it's true, and it's there are a lot of people that push back on, well, it's very liberal, it's very this. No, it's not. If you watched every single episode, John held everybody at task. I can tell you right off the top of my head, 5 to 10 situations where he held Barack Obama to the fire. I mean, he did it with everybody. Trevor kept up the same thing. But doing that and making people laugh, well, for one, it's part of what we, Carl and I, started trying to do on this show back in the day that I think that we got down right. And thankfully, with all of our co-hosts, we've been able to keep that going. But it ain't easy. It's not an easy task. And there are some days harder than others, especially with as much. It doesn't seem like we get much breaks. Like, we have one devastating thing happen, get maybe a little bit of breathing room, and then all of a sudden something else happens. And we all understand as adults that, you know, you got to be able to laugh when you know, sometimes you laugh to keep from crying, or keeping our head up above water, or whatever the term you want to use. but it ain't easy. And to be able to give that to your audience is something that is very difficult to do, but when it's done right, it's art. It's so well done. John Oliver does this. I think that a lot of people in the podcast world do this. I don't listen to him, but I think that Joe Rogan does that for a lot of people. I respect anybody that can reach their audience on an empathetic level and give them something, some relatability.
Yeah, so
there's
hopefully... Hopefully they find a strong replacement, right?
Well, and this is where I was going to say and let everybody know, I'm putting in my resume to them. I'm joking. I'm kidding. They have no idea who I am.
Don't give your resignation here first.
No, right? Yeah. That would be my luck.
Have your next gig lined up first.
I'm out of here. Why would I even do that? I got great bosses. I got great people that I work with. It would be ridiculous.
See, and here's the problem with being able to edit. Because now someone can just take your I'm out of here.
Yes.
Cut everything else off and take it completely out of context.
Mike and Sage get an email like an hour from now. It's like, what?
Just this little snippet.
Hey, James, did you quit on the air? No. Comedy Central had this to say. As we look ahead, we're excited for the next chapter in the 25-plus year history of The Daily Show. As it continues to redefine culture through sharp and hilarious social commentary. So it'll be interesting to see what they do next and how long he continues to do the job. Because when John announced he was leaving, I think it was like it wasn't too long after that that Trevor took over. And I don't think anybody had Trevor as the next guy to take over in that situation. He was like correspondent on the show. He was maybe a year or two he had been on the show. So where they're going to go next, I have no clue. I think it's going to be interesting to see. Wanted to mention also this one here, because I don't know how to feel about this. Bruce Willis has sold his image rights to an artificial intelligence company.
What does that mean?
Yeah. So Bruce Willis had to retire from the after getting the Aspasias diagnosis. Doesn't mean we've seen the last of him. Well, sort of. Last year, he sold the rights to his image to an artificial intelligence company called Deep Cake. It's unclear if he did this after learning of his diagnosis. He did. I've already done the work on this. I don't know why the Daily Mail is saying that he did. It was well known that he knew that the writing was on the wall. And I'm an actor. I don't have a retirement fund. How can I make some money to take care of my family and all this stuff? So he did what he could do. That's why there was a lot of B movies of his out there that you were like, why are Bruce Willis an A-star doing these movies? Because he could do them quick. They were filming right now and he'd get out there, get doing this. This makes me cringe like very few things do. I hate the fact that he felt he had to do this. But we'll see. We'll see what this means. We'll see what this turns into. So basically, there's a digital twin of Bruce that can be used to make new film projects. But his estate does get a final say in what's done with it. So that's cool. At least there's that. I don't know what that means necessarily, but hopefully that means that that he can go whatever he's doing right now, however he's feeling, he's doing okay. That he's, you know.
And the lesson maybe when you get a job. From like the get-go, put away your 15% for retirement.
Yep.
no matter what your job is.
Yes. Have I tell every student.
Be responsible for your own future.
I have my last class at Second City coming up this Sunday. And I will still be teaching one class on Sundays, but it's kind of an outshoot and everything. And every single class I have had, I tell them, chase down your dreams. Fight for them. Just claw and tooth and nail. Be relentless about it. And have a day job. Like, before anything else, make sure you got that day job. And then go ahead and relentlessly pursue and fight for that dream. because you can do both. You can.
Sure.
And it took me into my 30s to learn that. You do not want to be that guy. Trust me. We're going to take a commercial break in a second. Real quickly, I do want to remind everybody that we're going to be out in the public coming up next Friday, October 7th. We will be at Family Natural Foods. Morning show's got a road game.
They're letting us out.
Yeah.
Letting you out.
Melissa and I will be there talking to Steven and Katrina, to the staff there, and to maybe even you, because we're going to talk to customers. We'll tell you what some of the fun, great things that they got going on. And, of course, Family Natural Foods is going to be doing this celebration next Friday and Saturday. Be sure to stop by there, find out about some of the fun things they got going on at 910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. They're opening the doors about right now, so go ahead and head on over there. You can also always give them a call at 423-3120 and go to their website, familynaturalfood.com. Be sure to follow them on social media as well. A good morning to our friends over there at Family Natural Foods. We'll be back with more mornings on WFHR.